It is transfer committee stuff. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game. Steve Davis, Russian, for pulling in the fees and the money. The rules, the parameters are as follows. So there's a big list of players that you can buy. There's a big list of players that you can sell. You get 34 million as a starting budget, plus anything you get in. We've taken agent fees into account, so we haven't got to mess about me taking 20% off because it just stresses me out too much. Remember that you spent money on Diaz in the winter, so I don't want any moaning from anybody. Not that I don't think anyone in this room would moan. I'm just sort of psyching myself up for those who will. You've got to balance the wage bill all the way through in terms of what we want. I want a plausible amount of work. I don't want you to give me an unbelievable amount of job that you wouldn't be able to get done. I don't want to spend more than about 165 million unless you're doing it all on one player. The next thing is you've got to think about homegrown rules, and we've also got to take into account the World Cup disruption in November and December. The manager says he buys players for the long term, but he's also signified, the manager, that he doesn't want to let more than four players who started more than 10 games for Liverpool last season go. He thinks keeping the squad together, because he's going to have a really tight pre-season and turnaround, will show dividends, and he doesn't want to do any business whatsoever in terms of bringing people into the squad playing in goal. There's a couple of lads whose contracts are up, and I suspect he'll sort that out. Everyone with a zero next to them either needs a new deal offering or a decision made to move them on. I've simplified the wages a tiny little bit: low, medium, high, super high, omega, and basically it doubles all the way up. Two lows, one medium, two mediums are high, two highs are super high, and super high is omega. I need another word for super high, but I'll work on that in my own time. Basically, that'll help me work it out as we go as to what's right. You've got an item of business that's pretty pressing. It's Mo Salah. You can offer him the contract he wants, but it'll take your transfer budget down to 26 million, and it obviously hits your wage budget immediately. What are you going to do? If you'd offer him nothing, it's likely he leaves for nothing next summer. And there are potential ramifications to bringing new players on a mega deal immediately, i.e. other players will say, I'd like more money, please. So you need to bear that in mind as well. Yep, the lads who've been out on loan, someone else has been paying the fees, and then there's five players on whom there's a roll of the dice for the amount that you're going to get as an offer, given the fact that there's huge uncertainty in the marketplace. Are we all signed with everything so far?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve,
yeah.
Are you taking notes?
Loosely.